Adrian Peterson versus Marcus Strew. Not really the matchup we thought it might be.
As of today, yes. once again, we have to wait to see how the game plays out, but him coming off that injury is pretty tough. I think he's done a great job working out. For me, coming back and showing the coaches I'm ready to play and them determining it is just, that's all I can do is go out and just work as hard as I can and show them that I'm ready.
When you talked Monday, you did not know the plan, I assume, for your playing time. Now he said you're definitely going to play. You're going to probably start off rotating in as third down back. Your reaction to that kind of stuff?
No, that's how it happens. You know, Rashad's been here a couple months longer than I have, so I have to, kind of get acclimated to the offense. And at the end of the day, I have to show him and work for him and try to get my job back. That's all it is. I mean, and no one's ever given me anything in my whole life. So this is just something I've been used to, and I like it because the competition is going to be great. You know, Rashad's been playing well throughout preseason, throughout camp, and I have a lot to catch up on and get back to my old self.
Does it remind you at all of 06? You came in as a third
down
back.
No. Yeah, you want to tell me what this reminds you of?
Okay.
My sophomore year in high school, I was told I was going to start, and then they decided not to start me and started a senior. And I ended up starting until my senior year. So it was a lot of hard work I had to put into. So I figured I could take a little bit of that, move it back up, and work with it.
Was that the first chip?
Was that the first chip?
The first chip on the show, yeah.
Nah, that wasn't the first chip. That was like chip number six, though.
Okay.
It was one of the best men at my wedding. Nathan Kenyon was the guy, and Elijah Bradley. They were older, so I just kind of do it at the high school.
What is it about you and guys you compete with? You and Fred, you and Rashad, you and this guy. You tend to have... build relationships with these guys.
Well, that's what it does. When you guys are fighting for a certain goal, instead of working against you, you tend to work with each other, work together to get there. So, it's funny, Rashad's helped me out with the offense. I guess a lot of people wouldn't think that. And so, like I said, we just want to be better and do what we can to help the team win. And at the same time, obviously we're competing for a job as well. So it's going to be exciting.
How tough will it be to be patient in first game? Not your usual workload first game?
It won't be. I don't think it won't be tough. Last year, we had a little fallout because I thought I should have carried the ball more. I felt I was ready. But, this year, it's not necessarily about being ready. It's about earning that position and earning that time. So it's going to take a little longer to understand that. And it just is what it is. That's what happens when you do the things I do.
Are you glad to be back?
Very glad. You don't see it in my face?
Well, I don't think I've actually heard you say you were glad.
I think I said that a couple times on Sunday, right?
Happy.
Well, I don't know if I talked to you on Sunday, but we had a one-on-one disagreement. But no, I'm very happy to be back. Like I said, to be around these guys, it's just happy. It makes me happy to come back and see these guys smile, talk with them, meet the new guys, go out and compete with them. I think Monday was a great thing, for them to see that I have been working, I haven't been sitting on my butt like some people who chew on cigars and lie on the radio because I've been listening to you. I like you, though. We're gonna work this thing all the way out because we have a lot to prove.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, but that's another story.
Yeah, I know. It's all me, vice versa. But, it's just very excited to be back with these guys and to work with them. Like I said, I missed them. It was tough, but it was something that had to be done.
What does opening day mean to you?
Just started, a new journey that we have to go through. Each year is different. It poses different obstacles we have to get over, different type of adversity we have to go through. But as a team, we're gonna work through it. Seeing some of these guys and the way they play, the way they put this roster together, I think is going to help us out a bunch. And we just have to stay healthy and run.
The opener is important for everybody, but maybe more so for a team, that had so little success last year and has a new coaching staff, stuff like that.
I don't see it like that. I mean, every game to me is important. Every game, because I remember a couple of years ago we lost to a Giants team that we felt we should have beat. I think we were up by 20 in the first half. And really, if we'd have beat them, and that was in November, we would have went to the playoffs. But we lost to them. We won two more, then we lost three straight. And so every game's important. That's how you have to see it.
The tone for a new direction, a new everything.
It's not necessarily winning, but how we play, I think, is going to be more important. The effort we give, the execution. I mean, winning is always everything, but you want to show that you're in the right direction, things are working out. Obviously, in the back of people's minds, there's going to be like, I hope we don't go back to what we went through last year. But all we can control is going out there and giving our effort and executing the play as best we can.
Have you only been out there for one practice, but have you seen a difference in playing from last year to this year?
Oh, yeah. His command of the offense is great. The way, you know, he tells guys where to go, he calls the play, knows where the play is going. It's not like he's learning on the run. And he's doing a great job with it. You know, I mean, on Monday I messed up a couple times, and he was like, no, no, no. We'll do it this way. You know, it's just like this play from last year, but we call it this. And so, you know, he's able to break it down for me where I can, you know, kind of help me adjust a little bit faster. And when you have a quarterback that's like that at a young age, you know, you can expect nothing but greatness from him. So
that's on-the-field stuff. He just stood right here about 5 minutes ago and took some – people asked him about being skittish in the pocket and some criticism, and he just basically said, you know what, I don't really care what you guys think. It's not really important to me that you guys like me, or – that's kind of a
– You didn't get that from me on Sunday?
No, we get that. No, okay. We're used to that with you. It's just, you know, I'm saying, is this a good step? And well, because quarterback always gets all the criticism.
Yeah, you know, he went through a tough time last year, and I think he grew up from being a young man to a man. You know, it's tough to look in the mirror and say, I messed up, I did this and that, but I think he understood where he messed up, went back and watched tape, and he came back, he's corrected it. And so to know you're wrong in certain areas that you probably didn't think you were wrong, and to go back and correct them and perfect them is something that he did. So, like I said, I'm excited to see him go out there and work.
You said it had to be done. Why and exactly what it's been?
I'm not going to talk about it. You should have been here on Sunday. You should have been here. That'd have been a good question.
By the way,
we
know you do care.
I don't care. I just laugh because I like to prove people wrong. I mean, when people write stuff about being a diva and that I hope you get cut at the end of the year and I know you're not going to perform because you missed training camp because other people. Okay, well, let's wait and see. You know, but the only funny thing is you guys don't have to live by what you say. You can say one thing and then bounce back to the other side quickly. So they try to hold players to what they say, to which I like, because they hold us to a higher standard. So that's okay.
You haven't exactly been a guy who's scored a touchdown and given the ball to the official and walked off the field. That's obviously what Mike Mularkey wants. Have you guys had that conversation? Are you ready for that?
I'm just trying to get there first.
Trying to get to the end zone?
Yeah, let me get to the end zone first, and then we'll definitely talk about that.
But have you been briefed on the expectations?
I've heard, you know, I haven't – obviously we have a lot more to talk about than what happens when you get in the end zone. Sure. I think the playbook is one thing. Getting adjusted to all the rules around here is another. The practice style is another. So it's just one step at a time. That's all I can tell you. It's one step at a time. I understand the rules. It's just one step at a time. It's been a long time since I've been in there, too. So
would it be – let's just fast forward a little bit. We all know you're going to score at some point this season. Will it be difficult for you, given who you are – not a diva, but no, given who you are
– we're entertainers, you know, and at the same time I'm coachable, so – like I said, well, I have to get in there first before we can answer this question. Okay. It doesn't make sense to ask a question I haven't been in there yet. I haven't even scored in practice yet, so we'll see how I do in practice first, and then we'll move on to the game.